Hi, you found it to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode number 70, and I'm Steve Webb. Today in Leviticus 10, Aaron loses two of his sons. In Matthew 22, the religious leaders are silenced, for now. We'll again read from the New International Reader's Version. Leviticus chapter 10. Nadab and Abihu were two of Aaron's sons. They got their shallow cups for burning incense. They put fire in them. They added incense to it. They made an offering to the Lord by using fire that wasn't allowed. They did it against his command. So the Lord sent fire on them. It burned them up. They died in front of the Lord. Then Moses spoke to Aaron. He said, "That's what the Lord was talking about when he said, 'Among those who approach me, I will show that I am holy. In the sight of all the people, I will be honored.'" So Aaron remained silent. Moses sent for Mishael and Elzaphan. They were sons of Aaron's uncle, Uzziel. Moses said to them, "Come here. Carry the bodies of your cousins outside the camp. Take them away from in front of the holy room." So they came and carried them outside the camp. It was just as Moses had ordered. The bodies of Nadab and Abihu still had their inner robes on them. Moses spoke to Aaron and Eleazar and Ithamar. They were Aaron's sons. Moses said, "Don't let your hair hang loose. Don't tear your clothes. If you do, you will die, and the Lord will be angry with the whole community. But all of the people of Israel are allowed to show they are sad. They are your relatives. They can sob over those the Lord has destroyed with fire. Don't leave the entrance to the tent of meeting. If you do, you will die. That's because the Lord's anointing oil has made you holy." So they did what Moses told them to do. Then the Lord spoke to Aaron. He said, "You and your sons must not drink any kind of wine when you go into the tent of meeting. If you do, you will die. That is a law that will last for all time to come. You must be able to tell the difference between what is holy and what is not. You must be able to tell the difference between what is clean and what is not. You must teach the people of Israel all of the rules I have given them through Moses." Moses spoke to Aaron and to Eleazar and to Ithamar. They were Aaron's two remaining sons. Moses said, "Take the grain offering that is left over from the offerings that are made to the Lord with fire. It is very holy. Make bread without yeast from it. Eat it beside the altar. Eat it in a holy place. It's your share and your son's share of the offerings that are made to the Lord with fire. Those rules are in keeping with the command the Lord gave me. But you and your sons and your daughters can eat the breast that was waved. You can also eat the thigh that was offered. Eat them in a place that is clean. They have been given to you and your children. They are your share of the friendship offerings the people of Israel bring. The thigh that was offered must be brought together with the fat parts of the offerings that are made with fire. The breast that was waved must be brought in the same way. All of it must be lifted up and waved in front of the Lord as a wave offering. It will be the regular share for you and your children. That's what the Lord has commanded." Moses asked about the goat that was brought as the sin offering. He found out that it had been burned up. So he became angry with Eleazar and Ithamar. They were Aaron's two remaining sons. Moses asked them, "Why didn't you eat the sin offering in a place that is near the holy room? The offering is very holy. It was given to you to take the people's guilt away. It paid for their sin in the sight of the Lord. The blood of the offering wasn't taken into the holy room. So you should have eaten the goat in a place that is near the holy room. That's what I commanded." Aaron replied to Moses, "Today the people sacrifice their sin offering to the Lord. They also sacrifice their burnt offerings to him. But a terrible thing has happened to me. Two of my sons have died. Would the Lord have been pleased if I had eaten the sin offering today?" When Moses heard that, he was satisfied. Matthew chapter 22. Jesus told them more stories. He said, "Here's what the kingdom of heaven is like. A king prepared a wedding dinner for his son. He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the dinner. The servants told them to come, but they refused. Then he sent some more servants. He said, 'Tell those who were invited that I have prepared my dinner. I have killed my oxen and my fattest cattle. Everything is ready. Come to the wedding dinner.' But the people paid no attention. One went away to his field. Another went away to his business. The rest grabbed his servants. They treated them badly and then killed them. The king became very angry. He sent his army to destroy them. They killed those murderers and burned their city. Then the king said to his servants, "The wedding dinner is ready, but those I invited were not fit to come. Go to the street corners. Invite to the dinner anyone you can find." So the servants went out into the streets. They gathered all the people they could find, both good and bad. Soon the wedding hall was filled with guests. The king came in to see the guests. He noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. "Friend," he asked, "how did you get in here without wedding clothes?" The man couldn't think of anything to say. Then the king told his servants, "Tie up his hands and feet. Throw him outside into the darkness. Out there people will sob and grind their teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen." The Pharisees went out. They made plans to trap Jesus with his own words. They sent their followers to him. They sent the Herodians with them. "Teacher," they said, "we know you're a man of honor. You teach the way of God truthfully. You don't let others tell you what to do or say. You don't care how important they are. Tell us then, what do you think? Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" But Jesus knew their evil plans. He said, "You pretenders, why are you trying to trap me? Show me the coin people use for paying the tax." They brought him a silver coin. He asked them, "Whose picture is this, and whose words?" "Caesar's," they replied. Then he said to them, "Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and give to God what belongs to God." When they heard this, they were amazed. So they left him and went away. That same day, the Sadducees came to Jesus with a question. They do not believe that people rise from the dead. "Teacher," they said, "here is what Moses told us. If a man dies without having children, his brother must get married to the widow. He must have children to carry on his brother's name. There were 7 brothers among us. The first one got married and died. Since he had no children, he left his wife to his brother. The same thing happened to the second and third brothers. It happened right on down to the 7th brother. Finally, the woman died. Now then, when the dead arise, whose wife will she be? All 7 of them were married to her." Jesus replied, "You're mistaken, because you do not know the Scriptures, and you do not know the power of God. When the dead rise, they won't get married, and their parents won't give them to be married. They will be like the angels in heaven. What about the dead rising? Haven't you read what God said to you? He said, 'I am the God of Abraham, I am the God of Isaac, and I am the God of Jacob.' He is not the God of the dead. He is the God of the living." When the crowds heard this, they were amazed by what he taught. The Pharisees heard that the Sadducees weren't able to answer Jesus, so the Pharisees got together. One of them was an authority on the law, so he tested Jesus with a question. "Teacher," he asked, "which is the most important commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Love him with all your mind. This is the first and most important commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Everything that is written in the law and the prophets is based on these 2 commandments." The Pharisees were gathered together. Jesus asked them, "What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?" "The son of David," they replied. He said to them, "Then why does David call him Lord? The Holy Spirit spoke through David himself. David said, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your control.' So if David calls him Lord, how can he be David's son?" No one could answer him with a single word. From that day on, no one dared to ask him any more questions. May God bless the reading of his word. Do you think God was too hard on Aaron's 2 sons? Why or why not? And how does that go along with Jesus' answer about the greatest commandment? Let's talk about it at lifespringmedia.com/Facebook. That URL will take you to the LifeSpring Media Facebook group. Let's engage in some conversation. Tomorrow, God teaches the children of Israel about unclean and clean foods, and Jesus has some words for the Pharisees and Sadducees. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.